You're listening to Khan Podcasts.
After a decade of planning and 3 years of construction, the newly renovated Tower of David Jerusalem Museum has opened. The $50 million renewal and conservation project in the ancient citadel brings together ancient and modern, with technology and original artifacts integrated to tell the story of the city. Now designated as the official museum of the capital, the gallery rooms are also completely accessible. Reporter Nomi Segal heard more from Caroline Shapiro, Director of External Affairs at the Tower of David Jerusalem Museum.
It's very exciting. The Tower of David Jerusalem Museum is open, and that's after a decade of planning and 3 years of conservation. We open with a new museum that is a complete mix of ancient and modern. We've got authentic artifacts that date back some 3,500 years. We've got cutting-edge technology that's interactive and engaging. And it's been a long journey, and it's so exciting to really be able to open our doors once again and let local Jerusalemites, Israelis, and visitors from all over the world come to the Tower of David once again.
So can you tell us just a little bit about what visitors can see when they come?
Yes, well, first of all, visitors come and see the magnificent citadel that's guarded Jerusalem in parts for hundreds of years and in parts for thousands of years. And in the ancient guard rooms of the citadel, there are now 10 totally new galleries that really explore Jerusalem in different ways. And the Tower of David entrance is now from the Jaffa Gate, so it will become a gateway to the Old City, to any visitors' exploration of the city. And the first gallery that they meet is an introduction to the history of Jerusalem, some 4,000 years. There are interactive maps and models. There's an interactive 12-meter wall, 12-meter in length wall, where all the different time periods of Jerusalem are there for visitors to explore. And we, as I said, we also have all sorts of authentic artifacts that are back in the museum. Some of them were actually found in the excavations of the citadel. You know how we always talk about finding treasure? Well, archaeologists did find treasure, some beautiful gold coins that are from the Byzantine period in Jerusalem's history. And we also have on show, in fact, coins from different time periods throughout Jerusalem's history. One of them you can see is a 6th century BCE shekel coin. And if you take out of your pocket the one shekel piece today, you can actually see where its origins come from. But in addition to that, we've got a wonderful model of Jerusalem that was actually built 150 years ago. When you go in, you think it's built from a picture of a drone today, but actually no, it was built by a Hungarian bookbinder who loved making models, who went out into the city and actually drew, sketched the buildings of the old city of Jerusalem, and then went back and made this model for the Viennese World Fair in 1873.
Was this on display before
So the model, this particular model, the Elish model, was on display before. But it was down in an old water cistern. It was very dimly lit and it was completely inaccessible. And, of course, now, Naomi, the Tower of David Citadel is nearly all accessible. The museum rooms are all accessible. And 85% of the actual citadel structure is also accessible thanks to the careful, watchful eyes of the Israel Antiquities Authority, and together with the incredible planning of our architect, Kimmel Eshkolot. The only part of our museum that is not accessible is the absolutely magnificent observation point that we have, where you can stand at the top of the Fazael Tower that was built by King Herod 2,000 years ago and see the views of Jerusalem, the old city and the new city. And for those people that can't make those last 50 steps up the tower, we've actually managed to create a VR 360 viewing of the beautiful panoramic views that we have from the top of the tower. And so that also makes the view accessible for those that can't manage it up to the top.
As you've mentioned, there's very much an integration of the ancient and the modern with the emphasis on technology in many of the exhibits and displays.
Absolutely. One of the biggest challenges was, A, how to tell, you know, how to tell a story through them, what to tell a story through them. And if you're talking about history of 4,000 years, how do you make it interesting? And the chief curator and the director of the museum, Eilat Liebel, together with her staff and her creative staff for the museum, wanted to make the exploration of Jerusalem's history engaging and wanted to make the visitor participatory and active on this exploration. And that's the reason why in all the exhibition rooms now there are interactive and exciting ways to really explore Jerusalem, as well as some amazing films that we've had specially commissioned for the museum. Ari Folman, who is well known for the Golden Globe winner and an Oscar-nominated filmmaker, has created a film for us, special, beautiful animation of the history of Jerusalem. We've also got films looking at modern Jerusalem and seeing how the history has impacted modern Jerusalem by Yair Moss. We've got an incredible immersive room that brings all the calendar of Jerusalem's festivals really into the spotlight, and it's projected onto the vaulted ceiling of one of our gallery rooms. So it's a very immersive experience, and you can see all the festivals that are celebrated in Judaism and Christianity and Islam, particularly very visual in the Old City every day on the steps of the Citadel. You can see some different communities of the old city celebrating one festival or another. And the filmmaker Dave Blonsky has managed to really bring together these festivals in an incredible projection montage of visuals onto the ceiling. And there is many, many more films to be seen.
Now, the museum has often had many special events for families. It has been the venue for cultural events. Is this all continuing, again, especially now with this formalized relationship as the Museum of the Capitol?
Absolutely. The Citadel, you know, was made over centuries ago to keep people out. And the new museum is definitely a place that wants to welcome and bring together and act as a meeting point for all different people from different backgrounds, visitors from all over the world who can really enjoy Jerusalem and all that it has to offer. So along with the permanent exhibition that is new this month in June, we will be celebrating and continuing to celebrate in all different ways, including family activities. Watch out for those. They'll be especially happening all throughout the summer. We're opening up a wonderful interactive changing exhibition come the end of July called Street Games. And, of course, the night shows are happening throughout the summer, or continue to happen throughout the summer. And you must know that we've got relaxed performances for the night shows as well. So they're really family-friendly. And we're very, very excited with everything that the Tower of David can offer.
Caroline Shapiro of the Tower of David Jerusalem Museum. More information can be found on the site tod.org.il.